morning I will be discussing the association between children's blood lead levels, lead service lines, and the use of chloramines as a water disinfection in Washington, D.C. over this 9-year period. In late 2000, in accordance with EPA's Disinfection Byproducts Rule, the D.C. Water and Sewer Authority, or WASA, changed its public water disinfectant from chlorine to chloramine. With the majority of D.C.'s water service lines being lead, there was some concern of the possibility of lead leaching into the drinking water. To give you some background information, chloramine strips the mineral scale from any water service line. Lead service lines are lines that connect the water main to the house or dwelling. Because so many of these water service lines in Washington, D.C. are made of lead, the chloramine may strip the lead in the water service lines, causing lead to leach into the drinking water. The current EPA action level for lead in drinking water is 15 parts per billion. Our objective was to follow up from the 2004 MMWR examining the association between children's blood lead levels, the exposure to lead service lines, and chloramine use as a water disinfection in Washington, D.C. from 1998 through 2006. We had three hypotheses in this study. The first was to look at the association between lead service line exposure and blood lead levels among children less than 6 years of age living in Washington, D.C. The second, to look at the association between chloramine use as the water disinfectant and blood lead levels among the same population. And last, to examine synergistic concomitant association between chloramine use and lead service lines and the increasing blood lead levels among these children less than 6 years of age in Washington, D.C. With these hypotheses, we conducted a cross-sectional study. Because of temporality issues, this gave us a snapshot of our main associations at one point in time. For our study population, we collected data from the D.C. Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program, D.C. WASA, the United States Postal Service, and the D.C. Tax Assessor. There were over 107,000 blood lead tests for children less than 6 years of age, and there were 49,084 unique children that had one blood lead test during this time. We used an algorithm to determine which blood lead test to incorporate into the study. D.C. WASA sent us a list of 26,141 dwellings that had a lead service line connected to them. There were 6,670 children with a blood lead test that lived in a dwelling that had a lead service line during this period. After standardizing and verifying the addresses of the children through the United States Postal Service and matching them to the tax assessor data, our final sample size was just under 23,000 children. As we've already discussed, our primary exposure variables were children living in homes with lead service lines, as well as children who had a blood lead test during the use of chloramine. Our primary outcome variable was looking at blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 and blood lead levels greater than or equal to 10 micrograms per deciliter. And we also had several covariates to control for, including gender of the child's age at the time of the test, the sample type of the blood lead test. We collected both capillary and venous samples, the age of the housing unit the child resided in, and the year of the blood lead test. Our analysis plan was threefold. We first ran the univariate analyses to examine the first order associations using the chi-square test. Next, we wanted to look at the trend over time, in particular before, during, and after the use of chloramine, so we conducted a generalized linear model. Lastly, we developed multiple logistic regression models for the blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 and blood lead levels greater than or equal to 10 to control for confounders and look for interaction. Here is the first slide of the univariate analysis. I categorized blood lead levels into three groups, less than 5, 5 to 9, and greater than or equal to 10 micrograms per deciliter. You can see here gender being male, age at the time of the blood lead test, and sample type having a venous blood lead test were all statistically significant with p-values less than 0.05. As I continue on with the univariate analysis, again breaking the blood lead levels into three groups, you can see here that age of housing, particularly living in a pre-1950 housing unit, and chloramine use are both statistically significant with p-values less than 0.05, showing a general difference within the category. And last, lead service lines, and sample year were both statistically significant. I would like to point out one additional item on this slide. If you look at sample years, in particular 2005 and 2006, for blood lead levels 5 to 9 and greater than or equal to 10, the numbers are almost exactly the same. But for blood lead levels less than 5, you see that there were 1,200 fewer children tested. This information will help you in the next slide. This is our generalized linear model showing the percent of children with blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 and blood lead levels greater than or equal to 10 broken out by lead service line exposure. As you can see, the top line, or the blue line, is the percent of children, the proportion of children with blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 that lived in a house with a lead service line. And as you can see, in 2001, when chloramine was first introduced, there was an immediate increase jumping from 34.5% to over 48%. You can also see the same effect for blood lead levels greater than or equal to 10, which is the pink line, but on a smaller scale. But for those children who did not have a lead service line, the orange and the green line, there was minimal increase during this time. Also, once chloramine was taken out of the water service line, you can see a decrease in the blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 living in a lead service line, going from 29.5% to 17%. As I pointed out in the last slide, there were fewer children tested in 2006, so the percentage increased, whereas the raw number did not, which is why you see an increase for the proportion of children with blood levels greater than or equal to 5, regardless of lead service line exposure. In this slide, we examine the association between blood levels between lead service line exposure and chloramine use, using the prevalence odds ratios. A child living in a house with a lead service line during chloramine use was 3 times as likely to have a blood lead level greater than or equal to 5 than a child living in a house that did not have a lead service line. You also see that there's about a 200% decrease in the odds of having a blood lead level greater than or equal to 5 after chloramine was taken out of the water, with similar results for blood lead levels greater than or equal to 10. Now we shift over to the multiple logistic regression models. Here we have our final model for blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 after controlling for confounders. Although sample year was in our unit of variant analysis, we use chloramine use as our only time variable in this part of the analysis. Here we see the age of housing, both pre-1978 and pre-1950, living in a house with a lead service line, and chloramine use all stayed in the model and were statistically significant with p-values less than 0.05. Here we also saw the interaction between lead service lines and chloramine use, which was not surprising because we believe they both played a part in lead getting into the drinking water. Now we have the same multiple logistic regression model, but for blood lead levels greater than or equal to 10. You can see here that sample type, having a venous blood lead test, age of housing, again both pre-1950 and pre-1978, lead service line exposure, and chloramine use all stayed in the model with p-values less than 0.05. In this model, we did not see interaction between lead service lines and chloramine use. The p-value was 0.26. I believe it was the numbers that drove the interaction for the blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5. And for the blood lead levels greater than or equal to 10, we had about 2/3 fewer children in the model. To illustrate the interaction that we found for blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5, here is a graphic interpretation between lead service line exposure and chloramine use. Again, we used the multiple logistic regression using backwards elimination for the process to get our odds ratios, and the error bars are representing our 95% confidence intervals. As you can see here, there is not much rise in the odds of having an increased blood lead level for children living in homes that did not have a lead service line, which is the blue diamonds. But for the children living in a house with a lead service line, which is the pink squares, we see an increase between before and during chloramine use, and then there is a steep drop-off after chloramine was taken out of the water system. As we saw in both the multivariate logistic models, age of housing continues to be a main source of lead exposure for young children, even after controlling for confounders. Chipping and peeling paint, as well as lead paint dust found on the windows and floor, are major sources for these children living in the older homes. both models, we found that lead service line exposure had a direct impact on the children's below the levels greater than or equal to 5 and the below the levels greater than or equal to 10 compared to children with the lower blood lead levels. Lead service lines are found across all of Washington, D.C. One additional item for children having the lower blood lead levels could be that they also tended to drink the bottled or filtered water. The proportion of children tested with blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 or greater than or equal to 10 was significantly higher during the time that chloramine use was in effect compared to after its use was discontinued. Chloramine may have stripped the lead from the lead service lines, resulting in subsequent leaching of lead into the drinking water. We also saw that there was a significant interaction between lead service line exposure and chloramine use among children with blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5. Concomitant use of chloramine and lead service lines resulted in a significant increase in the proportion of children with blood lead levels greater than or equal to 5 if lead was leached from the lead service lines during the use of chloramine as the water disinfectant. The use of chloramine as the water in the water system may have caused the lead service lines to leach lead into the drinking water, contributing to the rise in blood lead levels in young children. When chloramine was eliminated as a drinking water disinfectant, we saw a dramatic reduction in the blood lead levels in children less than 6 years of age in Washington, D.C. And lead paint in the older homes, both in pre-50 and pre-1978, continues to be a significant source of lead exposure for young children. Because there is no safe level of lead, all exposure to this environmental hazard should be eliminated.